Quinnipiac Chamber of Commerce is your source for business-to-business connection in Wallingford and North Haven. Since 1915, the Chamber has been serving your community with business promotion, networking opportunities, themed events, and a complete resource of business and organizational supports. Join the Chamber today. Call 203-269-9891 or go online at www.quincham.com. Quinnchamcom. The Quinnipiac Chamber of Commerce. And welcome to another edition of the Quinnipiac Chamber of Commerce podcast. These are podcasts that we bring amongst our members and leadership here in the Wallingford North Haven community to highlight the businesses and the community leaders and the work that they're doing to make our business world and our community even better. These are podcasts that we'll bring to you on a regular basis in time to come. And it's our pleasure today to be talking with the plant manager and general manager of Allnex, a storied company in business for 75 years, located right here in Wallingford, and to tell us a little bit about the company, some of their engagement here in the region, what they do, some of the job opportunities that are available, is general manager and plant manager Frank DeChristina, who is our guest. Frank, welcome. It's great to have you here on this podcast.
Thanks, Ray. I appreciate the opportunity to talk to you.
Well, one thing that is remarkable is Allnex's storied history. 75 years this year.
Actually, 80 years. It was 80 years at the end of last year, December 8th, the day after the day that lives in infamy. And, back in 1941, they literally broke ground and built a facility to support, the needs of the time, which were growing, as you can imagine, with the war effort, World War II, and what followed subsequently, the large growth in this country following World War II with the baby boom and the need for consumers to have goods to live a comfortable daily life.
It's hard to remember, and I'm glad you pointed out the extra 5 years in terms of World War II, because a lot of companies did transition. Silver companies, for example, here in Wallingford and in Meriden, transitioned in the war effort as well. I have a photograph of my mother working at International Silver. She was a Rosalie of the Riveter type in World War II. Everybody was all in. And Allnex started with that story history at that time. But of course, post-World War II had to develop its own model to continue decades afterwards with the development of new products. Describe some of those products.
Sure. Initially, this facility made a thermoplastic resin called Melmac, or that was the brand name at the time, that would go into any type of plastic device. For instance, the one that we see older pictures of quite often is like the old plastic dinnerware that you might recall growing up as a kid, and it's still out there, but was more from that age. And then as well as components for any other plastic devices that obviously were expanding greatly during that age of invention and electronics and with all the conveniences of the home that were being developed during that time. So that was the original product line. Then they also started producing resins, which we still produce today, actually remains our primary product line today, coating resins that go into any type of coating application, whether it's a can coating, automotive paint, deck stain, furniture coating, etc. So that's really what we remain as Allnex globally remain a company of is selling to other companies that take our coatings and turn them into the finished product that is applied to those components or is sold in a in a can or other container in the store, in the hardware store. There have been some other products that we no longer produce. For instance, our sister company here, Rome, produces thermoplastic resin beads, which go into plexiglass and other plastic type applications, medical devices, for instance. And then there were some other products that came and went during that time, At one time, there was a melamine production facility here, and also a nickel-coated carbon fibers facility was located here for a period of time. So again, not really part of our repertoire today, but the coatings business remains strong and really has gotten stronger since the pandemic has started, as the whole can coating business has exploded with the changes in buying and consuming, out there with, a lot of restaurants closed for a lot of this period.
Well, we can't exactly put on our hard hat during a podcast and take a plant tour. But one of the things that is I find very enjoyable is to take a plant tour and to be able to see how things are made. What I think is dynamic and remarkable is when we talk about the products, these are the products that you don't necessarily know exist as a consumer because you aren't thinking about how they're made. When you see the moldings, when you see the injection, when you see the equipment, and you see the remarkable complexity of your plant, it's astounding. So let's talk about that, how a plant operates, because there's a lot of complexity. We've had supply chain issues, obviously, recently. It's a very fragile process, but a very well-planned process.
Absolutely. I go back to the whole concept of, there's thousands, literally thousands of discrete activities that happen in a plant this size every day. We have 10 production lines, and right now they're all running fairly strong. Thousands of discrete events. And really, we can't bat 300 like they do in baseball. We have to be up there at 999 or as close to 1,000, close to perfect as possible, or we could end up with a serious incident, or we could end up with an off-grade batch, a lot of waste, a lot of cost that we don't want to incur as a facility. We want to, we want to remain efficient and productive. So these production lines are a little different from what most folks think of as a assembly line production you might see. These are large vessels, large vats or kettles, as we call them, that produce the resin in quantities, truckload quantities on a daily basis. And then we either load one of these chemical tankers that you see on the roadway, or we fill barrels, 55-gallon steel drums and some plastic drums, and ship those products to various distribution centers throughout mostly North America, but also in other parts of the world. We ship to Europe and Asia as well. We make some specialty products here in Wallingford that are not made in any other Allnex facilities or not made at all in other regions of the world. So we have some unique advantages there as well. But that it goes back to there's so many things that have to happen just right every day. And it creates a lot of, you do have to have a lot of good planning and coordination of, the 105-110 employees that we have here to make sure everyone's working together to get that product out safely.
Let's talk about the workers you have there, Frank DeChristina, if we can. Just talk about their training, the fact that they, especially in manufacturing right now, seemingly we may be poised for manufacturing rebound in this country. There seems to be a lot of growing sentiment that that might be happening. We certainly hope it does. But you have a lot of jobs and around the world because Allnex is an international company. Talk about some of the training and some of the jobs available.
Sure. So, obviously we have our degreed professionals, our engineers, our chemists, other scientists that work on the product here. But the vast majority of the workforce is a, operator and mechanic type workforce that a lot of the guys that came through here, years ago, some that have been here almost 50 years, and really a third of our workforce has been here over 40 years, which is astounding. These guys really, came up through the ranks, many of them not degreed at all, many just high school degree and, learned through the school of hard knocks, so to speak, working with an experienced operator. The training process is quite rigorous. For some of our positions here, it could be a 4 to 6 month training process because of the complexity of the operations. Much of it is now automated. It's through a distributed control system. So there's added complexity there. And then just a variety of products that we make. Again, we have 10 different production lines. Very few of them are alike. There may be two or three that are alike in some ways and others that are alike in other ways. But they really have to be able to learn and clearly know intimately those production lines as they go out and operate them, even though some of it, a lot of it's automated, they still have to go out on the floor and understand what's happening and walk down the system and take some manual steps as well. We make about 80 different products here, and each product has its own nuances and specific characteristics to the recipe that the operators have to be very knowledgeable of. So, you know, it's quite a chore, but we are very proud of the fact that, you know, the vast majority of our employees that we've hired here have done very well training on the job with some technical training that we give as well, kind of behind the scenes in the classroom. And they, even without past chemical experience, have come in and been very productive in a, you know, 6-month time frame.
So what brought you to Allmex?
Well, it was a career opportunity. I was actually a plant manager at a facility in the South. And, you know, I was asked to consider the role here, and I took a look at it. And my family and I, we had actually lived in New England previously and enjoyed it. So we took it as an opportunity to come back, and been here 10 years now, and very much have completely enjoyed it from a standpoint of career development, the relationships, the opportunities I've had, the interesting work I get to do. You know, never a dull moment. Every day, especially right now with the supply chain challenges, can be quite challenging and quite interesting. But I've relished that. I think it makes it fun, and you know, keeps you alive.
And of course, you've been very involved in the Quinnipiac Chamber of Commerce, but in the community in general, Frank. As I often said, when it comes to volunteer work, you don't have to do this. It's a choice. But you made the choice to get involved and to get Allnex involved in this chamber in Wallingford. So tell us about how Allnex has served the Wallingford community.
Yeah, so, you know, Allnex actually came to be in 2013 and is a successor to SciTech and American Cyanide, prior companies here. And, you know, frankly speaking, in the past, there wasn't always as much of that engagement and community, you know, community spirit to the operation here. But when our owners took over in 2013, they felt that it was important for Allnex to be a better steward, a better partner in the community. So we started on that process, and I think we've made great progress, you know, and not just from a charitable standpoint, but in terms of identifying what the community needs, whether it's from an education standpoint to support, you know, the wider range of manufacturing that we have here in the Wallingford area. You know, the town is blessed with that, you know, deep-rooted manufacturing history. But with that means that we need to continue to be able to supply these businesses with, you know, good employees that can feel comfortable and make it a career choice to be in manufacturing. So we've certainly been involved in that through the Hubcap program down at the Hubcap Center, sponsoring that community room as well. And then again, with the Quinnipiac Chamber, ensuring that the business community here has all the resources and support that the chamber does a great job of providing. And we want to continue to help help the chamber with that, you know, with that endeavor. And I think it's continuing to do a marvelous job, especially under your leadership.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. And I appreciate everything Allnex and you are doing for our community as well. And my final question really, Frank, is related to manufacturing itself, not just to Allnex, but your vision. We just discussed, and I touched briefly on a manufacturing revival. So it built the country. Manufacturing, and how do you see the next 5 to 10 years in terms of manufacturing jobs and growth here in the United States?
Sure. I mean, there's a couple of facets to that. First of all, manufacturing is not what most people have in their mind as the legacy of manufacturing. Of course, in the past in history, there have been, you know, some challenging operations, hard work, you know, unsafe operations. The manufacturing world is in no way, shape, or form like that any longer. You know, our companies are responsible companies that pride themselves on operating safely. We have a great safety and environmental record here. We operate responsibly in the community. And all the manufacturing companies today set up their operations to be, you know, entirely safe to their employees in the community. And it's not your grandfather's factory. So it's important that we get that message out to the youth who are looking to career opportunities. These are great paying jobs with great benefits and stability. And to me, the last 2 years has been no better example of how critical manufacturing is to our economy, to our community, and to our livelihood. Because, you know, if you go into a store right now and you see that the shelves are empty, there's one primary reason for that. And that's because the manufacturers have not been able to get their supplies, their materials, and keep their workers operating to get that product out. We have been extremely fortunate here in Allnex. We have not missed a single day of operation throughout the pandemic. We've gotten the product out to our customers. Our customers have demanded more. We've increased our production. We've certainly had our share of blips with, you know, individuals being out sick, but for the most part, we've been able to maintain a steady operations. And imagine if through this pandemic, especially early on when restaurants were closed and there was so much uncertainty and we were unsure about where it was going to go and how, you know, how the world economy was going to change. Imagine if we couldn't get canned goods out there during this pandemic, what the impact would have been to society. I mean, it could have been a tremendous impact. So to me, you know, I'm talking about it from my Allnex perspective, but you can apply that to almost any manufacturer that if they are not able to operate and supply the world with the goods they need to carry on daily life, we would be in an extremely, extremely different situation as a society that I don't think would be pleasant for a lot of individuals.
Frank DeChristina is the plant manager, general manager of the Allnex facility here in Wallingford, very active in the Quinnipiac Chamber of Commerce. He's been our guest on the Quinnipiac Chamber of Commerce podcast. Frank, thank you for your time and thank you for your insights.
Thanks again, Ray. Always enjoy talking to you.
If you, as a member, would like to be a guest on the Quinnipiac Chamber of Commerce podcast, please contact Executive Director Ray Andrewson at 203-269-9891. Email randrewson@quincham.com. That's R-A-N-D-R-E-W-S-E-N at Q-U-I-N-N-C-H-A-M.com.